Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Return to Me, The Restoration Chronicles, Book 1 by Lynn Austin, narrated by Suzanne Torin, and directed by Teresa Buchheister. The author opens with the following quotation from Zechariah chapter 1, verse 3. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. And now, return to me.
October 539 BC. A boom of thunder woke Daniel from a deep sleep. He lay in the darkness, disoriented, waiting for a flash of lightning to illuminate his room. The thunder rumbled again, but it wasn't thunder, it was pounding. Who would pound on his door in the middle of the night?
Coming, he called as the noise continued. I'm coming.
He climbed from bed, his movements slow at age 82, and wrapped his outer robe around his shoulders like a blanket. The stone floor felt cold beneath his bare feet as he groped his way in the dark. He opened the door to a blaze of blinding torchlight.
Yes? Who is it?
He asked, shielding his eyes. You're needed at the palace, my lord. Daniel squinted at the bright light. Two men in blood-red tunics, the king's servants. He wondered if he was still dreaming. On another night, years ago, King Nebuchadnezzar had also sent servants to bring him to the palace in the dark of night. The king had suffered a nightmare and would have executed Daniel and all the other wise men if the Almighty One hadn't shown Daniel the dream and its meaning. He had been a much younger man back then. Nebuchadnezzar's grandson summoned him now. Daniel rubbed his eyes, struggling to shake off his sleepiness.
The palace? Why? What's wrong?
King Belshazzar and the Queen Mother have called for you. They're waiting at the royal palace, my lord. The urgency in the servant's tone convinced Daniel this was no dream.
Very well. I'll need a moment.
Please hurry, my lord. It was useless to ask why he was being summoned. The servants likely didn't know the reason, and besides, a summons from the palace couldn't be ignored. Daniel smoothed his sleep-rumpled hair, changed into his robes, and fastened his sandals as quickly as his age allowed. The king's servants walked briskly as they led him through the maze of streets.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?